go ahead whenever.
Hey, what's up? What is up, everybody? Episode 343 of the All You Can Hear podcast. We are 7 years old last Wednesday, but today we're celebrating it. I am one of your four co-hosts, Tanner, and with me, well, not as per usual because I'm not on all these, but with me today are...
It's me, it's partner Pat.
It's Tom Hanks Jr. Colt. And I was not on that plane to Jeffrey Epstein's island.
What the fuck? Okay. it's me, Wally.
West?
Wenzel.
Oh.
Wow, I'm glad Wenzel took the mic for me to do that. And today... For a little bit of context, we just recorded last week's episode, Peep Gellion 2.0, or whatever we may call it. And we just wanted to sit down, because we haven't recorded in person together since, I believe, the final episode at our house.
Which was like August of 2023?
Yeah, which would have been like last August, maybe September. And we just wanted to kind of reminisce, kind of like, you know, we've done different things for the anniversary shows. We've done these reminiscing bits before. Last year we did a quiz show that Patrick so graciously put together, and I think we're just gonna reminisce, talk about what is it like, because at this point, you know, when a podcast turns one is already like kind of an accomplishment, I guess, in a sense of like, oh wow, we didn't give up on this, but like seven is insane. And like, I mean, there has been like a couple of week stretches without an episode, but there's never been like a ton of time in between content, and it's only happened twice maybe in the 7 year history. I mean, this is episode 343, that's not even counting non-canons and all the spinoffs, but fuck.
I think total in summation for like every if you count every episode that we release on the main feed, it's like 460.
Yeah, it's actually an insane amount, because at this point every spinoff and everything lives on, that's ever been under the AYCH banner, lives on AYCH outside of Cajun Greatness, which has always had its own feed, and Muscle Orchestra that I moved to Violent People because I just kind of made more sense. And yeah, I mean, fuck. What? So I kind of want to pose the question of, at this point, I think it's undeniable, we have to be one of the longest running variety podcast in this region of the country. Like, I mean,
I don't know how many variety podcasts there are. I mean, like, we have to be somewhere in the upper echelon of just like one shows that have lasted, you know, post 5 years.
Yeah.
And then just like, for I guess our lack of a better term, like genre variety. I'm just like, I could even begin to tell you who are our contemporaries.
Yeah, well, also, just like, I mean, truly, there is not another podcast that covers the range of this show. I mean, just look at the last few weeks. We have had, you know, a couple movie reviews. Colton Wenzel did Kaiju Number 8. Last week, we ate like 50 fucking different things.
Which is, right now, 40 minutes ago, we ate 50 fucking things.
Yeah, it's sitting heavy.
Yeah, it's heavy, and like, maybe I'm getting sweaty. I don't know.
there might be a little perspiration in the
audio. Yeah, you're gonna hear the sweat.
But I mean, God, just look at the taste test, the on the road episodes that we used to do with the Black Friday stuff, the, you know,
the game shows,
and just
like all the, I guess, shows that we've done that are just like not simply us sitting down. It's like, hey, like we gone out and traveling, like three ghost adventures that we've been on.
Yeah, but I mean, last year we did like, I think back to back weeks we did like our taco road trip around Tuscaloosa, and then I think the next week's episode was Wenzel and I talking about going to Sidewalk like with our media passes, which is fucking crazy. And hopefully Colton Wenzel will be going this year with the media passes to Sidewalk, so that'd be really exciting. But I want Colton. So we're using our lav mics, lapel mics. So we do only have two mics, so we are passing like back and forth and stuff. But I want to hear from the true torchbearers that have been here since episode one and that have kept this show going. I mean, because Patrick and I have been in the periphery, even if we haven't been on every episode. But Colton, Winslow, y'all have been on fucking 99% of episodes. So I definitely want to hear from y'all, too.
This is my church, really. Every week, I say this as a joke, but also, really, this is a church experience, not necessarily religious, but every week I think to myself, I want to do that. I follow the way of the AYCH Lord, and I just want to do it every week. And we have been, for the most part. There's some times where I'll be a little tired, I'll be like, I kind of hope we cancel this week, and we do, usually. But, really, though, like, it's super easy to do, even if we're not, like, making numbers or anything. This is just a time capsule for what the fuck are we doing, and apparently I still don't know what the fuck we're doing. With every single episode, I have to remember what we're doing last second.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. So
awesome.
No, you know, it's 7 years. It doesn't feel like it's been 7 years, because
that's 7 years since we graduated.
It does.
Fuck, it has been 7 years since we graduated. God damn it. Disgusting. I don't want to think about that.
Absolutely disgusting.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, like, because we've just been doing it, and, like, I never really, I mean, I do get tired of it, too, sometimes, but that's, like, when we get to it, though, I'm just like, okay, let's fucking do it, and we just do it, and we put so much time in between when we have to record and stuff that, like, it gives me enough time to really, I guess, prep myself or get myself hyped up for it, and I never really consistently get tired of it, if that's a good way to put it, because, you know, of course, like, there are times when, like, you know, it's very very scared of, like, getting burnt out or, like, just absolutely hating it or something. That is a fear of mine, but for the most part, it just seems like every so often, like, I get refueled and ready, just because there's enough time between that, and I just really enjoy doing it, and I don't see, like, every time I think about the podcast ending in some capacity of, like, you know, like, I don't know, like, retiring or something. I don't know how. Well, I say that, yeah, but
you got all that retirement.
No.
Y'all get pensions?
No, it's more like I can't see that, you know, like, even after,
like, there's just too many things we can do.
There's just too much to do, and there's just so much we can do. Like, it's just, it's like endless possibilities, and, like, it's really an avenue and a format that just we can just consistently like just add to no matter what over time, and yeah, like, and over time too we can add people to it and just keep growing and growing, and I mean it doesn't really matter too much about anything of, like, you know, of, like, fame or virility,
yeah.
Of being not virility,
fertility,
like being viral or anything. Like you said, it's like, it's really like,
we don't have the semen of fame penetrating our egg of virginity.
What the fuck? Yeah, okay.
I want to take Colt's mind.
No, it's a capsule, and it really captures like every single year of, like, all of our, like, lives together, and that's something that I never get tired of.
And, like, to me, like, it's just so funny to see, like, all the different, you know, eras that we've gone through. Like, they're like bookmarked so clearly in my head, mm-hmm. and to me, like, even though, like, we only have like this auditory medium, it's just like, for nothing else, like, we have made, like, just like some of the most fun memories, like to, even if the only people who ever listen to the show is us or, like, the handful of people that we're around, like,
which also is just not the case.
No, I mean yeah. Like we literally have, you know, evidence to show that people around the world have listened to us, you know, for the entire length that the show has gone on. And it's just kind of crazy to see just how, like, all the ebbs and flows of the show. Like, you know, we started the show with six people, and we're kind of, like, two full-time and two part-time now. And, like, to me, like, you still have that same, like, energy, that same vibe. Of course, it's always going to be different, but, like, to me, it really does show it, like, an actual, like, party or conversation with your friends. Like, people walk away to come back in, and, like, you know, the party's still going, like, the conversation's still going when you're not there. And, like, to me, that's just a really interesting, like, it just shows, like, the, I guess, the authenticity, the sincerity of, like, what we're doing. Like, we're here, you know, obviously, we would be doing it for 7 years if, like, all we cared about was clout chasing and getting famous, because, like, brother, this show ain't drawing a dime, but, like, it's still, I still look forward to doing it.
Yeah. I wanted to say, too, like, with Colton Winslow being, like, our full-timers, like, it would have been, there was definitely a point in time where this show could have ended, and it would have been, like, right when COVID happened, like, because, totally unrelated, but I was leaving.
I actually pressed a button.
You piece of shit. What'd you do?
I just pressed a button once. It's blinking now.
Let me see it.
Why would you?
I didn't mean to.
Is yours blinking?
No.
I mean, this can be edited, of course.
Hello. Okay.
Yeah. I won't press the button.
Yeah, don't fucking press anything
else. I was trying to keep the light pointing towards Winslow and accidentally switched.
Yeah. You're good.
Okay. So, obviously, there was a point where this show could have ended. It could have ended in COVID, like, right at the beginning of it, because even before COVID, I had already talked about I was leaving the show, Cody was leaving the show, and at the time, I mean, I was doing all the socials, Cody was doing, like, the audio stuff, so it would have been very easy for everybody else just to go, like, we're done, but, like, that, especially, you know, like, lockdown happened, but, like, y'all did it. Like, y'all figured it out. And, like, because I was facing extreme burnout at that point, because we recorded at my house every weekend, sometimes twice a week. We recorded at my house. I was in a brand new relationship. I was finishing college. It was a fucking lot all at once. And just the fact that I could come back in and, like, just be accepted with, because I never stopped being friends with y'all, obviously. Like, we've always been friends. But, like, the fact that I could just come back into the fold super easily and, like, not miss a beat. But the fact that y'all three in this room, and JoJo and Cannon, like, help keep it afloat is during, like, the year plus of lockdown, because what, y'all didn't record in person for over a year.
Yeah.
No. And
because if you think of, like, all the different locations, like, the first part was definitely in Tanner's house.
Yeah.
Different spots, but Tanner's house. Then we went to Cody's apartment for a while. And then during quarantine, it was, you know, we were separately recording. Like, we had the art house era where we recorded separately and we edited together. And we did not see each other in person to record until...
It was Godzilla versus Kong,
yeah,
right?
Which was, like, March of 2021.
Yes.
And, like, and you can tell in episodes, like, you know, we were just, like, giddy to be back together. It's more about us, you know, goofing off and saying shit than, like, actually about the movie. But, like, that just sort of comes with it. But it there really is, like, it may sound silly to be pontificate this much about a show. But, like, you know, this, as silly as the show is, like, we take it seriously to an extent. Like, it's always fun. But, you know, but we put time and effort into it because we enjoy it. And, right. Like, it doesn't matter if it's not, like, the most, you know, and enlightening thing in the world. It just shows, like, how much that we sincerely love doing it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just looking at, I mean, episodes we have done in the past. I mean, even going back to literally the beginning, 2017. I mean, what, episode 12 was, like, the whole basis of why we started the podcast was the French fry taste test. That took time. And at that time in 2017... there was not an affordable way for us to, like, record in the car or eat the fries. So we all had to go separately. We had, like, three cars all going to get fries and then coming back to, at the time, my mom's house and, like, doing that. And just how much podcasting has changed. And, like, 7 years ago, we wouldn't have been sitting here with miniature mics we got from fucking Amazon and recording on Winslow's phone. Like, that just wasn't how podcasting was. Like, I mean, we still have, like, the soundboard set up and everything. We just don't have the space for it. But it's just crazy how much it has changed, but how much time has gone behind the scenes for this, like, silly little show is, like, hilarious.
Yeah, no, it's, like you said, like, how much podcasting has changed over the course of 7 years, like, not only this, but too, now, like, whenever me and Colt need to record, you know, we don't have to record in person anymore. We can totally do that just from our laptops. We still have these really good mics, and we can record through Discord, and that's how we do it. And then not only that, I taught myself how to edit too, and it's really helped out a lot. I will say, like, honestly, behind the scenes, the social aspect, really bad at it, because now not only the algorithms have everything have changed, but like I've like not been able to be consistently up there. Like, Instagram is so behind on those images. Like, I've been meaning to post stuff on there, but holy shit, it's like, it's just so bad right now. I still need to. I have so much stuff in the backlog that I need to post out. But, I mean, as I say that, I'm just glad at least we've done the recordings and the episodes at the very least.
Oh, yeah.
Have those out there.
And sort of just to speak to, like, the quote labor of the show, like, you know, we sit here and run our mouths and talk silly shit, but, like, as I know everyone here will attest, and I will admit, like, I have spent a lot of time, especially in the art out here, like doing a lot of the editing and the socials, and, like, that takes a lot of time and energy, especially when, in order to be visible, you have to post multiple places multiple times a day, and that takes a lot of energy, and it's hard to kind of get out of that content brain, because part of the reason why I stepped away on top of getting into a serious relationship is just, like, spending that much time into like the behind the scenes, I was sort of losing, you know, like, sight of the bigger picture stuff, and, like, it was just a lot of time invested. And when you're gonna do this long, there has to be, like, a healthy way to divide, you know, what you're doing, the labor involved, because there always is some, and you know, what you're doing with your friends. Like, obviously we're hanging out, but there's definitely a point when you start to wonder, when you do it so long, at what point is, you know, are you kind of, like, commodifying contentifying your friendships, and, like,
yeah,
that always is something you have to think about. And I think, you know, we've all done well with, like, hanging out and doing stuff outside the shows, but, like, there definitely is, as silly as it sounds, like, a toll that it takes in some capacity, because there's just no other way to it, especially when, you know, when you do a podcast, you kind of sign up for forever until you just decide to not do it anymore.
Yeah, and that's also too why, like the visibility and the social stuff is, like, something where, like, I really feel bad about that, because, like, we've been doing this for so long, everybody's been working really hard. I mean, like, really, like, everybody here has put in work into this podcast, so it's like, you know, having that visibility, that you know, maybe, like, getting paid for that, it's something that is, like, still kind of, like, back there in the back of my mind of, like, shit, like, something has to, you know, but at the same time, it's just like, it feels so personal, and it's just like, not really minding that, but at the same time being able to recognize everybody's hard work. I just wanted to give a little behind the scenes of, like, kind of the thoughts, especially too with us being 7 years into this. It's like, why certain things aren't what they maybe should be, or, like, just, it's, you know, it's tough, like, and, like, you know, we do this and we have fun, but there is work behind it. And yeah, especially editing. I will say editing's pretty fun. But, like,
thank God somebody likes it.
I really enjoy it too, but it's just so funny because there will be times where, like, I'll be just so fucking tired. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to edit this bitch at, like, 1 a.m. right before we have to post it. And that's what I fucking do. But usually I only do that when I know the episode doesn't need any editing at all, like, only a little bit. But, like, yeah. So, but it's interesting.
And two, I want to take from another aspect, because now, especially, like, in the year 2024, it seems like the main reason, not everybody, but it seems like the main reason people start doing a podcast or start doing anything on social media that is not just like a personal journal, they want to monetize it.
Yes.
And like, don't get me wrong, it would be awesome if we were all making money from this. But like, again, that wouldn't change how I feel about doing the podcast. Like, I mean, just look at Rooster Teeth. Rooster Teeth is shutting down like this week, the week this goes up. Rooster Teeth existed for 21 years. And like, that business model just doesn't really work for itself. Not to mention, you know, they were acquired by this company who was then acquired by this company. And through all these chutes and ladders, eventually get under like Warner Brothers' umbrella. And like, right now we're seeing a ton of layoffs in like just entertainment, especially the video game industry, but a lot of media companies shuttering down. That's one thing I can say. We will never be shuttered
down. Yeah.
The only reason we will ever stop is if we stop it. We are all, you know, direct equal partners in AYCH, and the only way AYCH ever stops is if we decide to do it. We will never be... Let me say this. If somebody comes up with us with like a $100,000 check,
You can cancel us right now.
I'll say whatever you fucking want me in front of this microphone. Anything.
100K each.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me say, we have a low sticker price.
But that's at least, if you want to pay, I don't know, $7 billion, I'll take it.
Yeah.
But it's just like, being realistic, this will never shut down. Like, some of the opportunities we have gotten through this podcast have been awesome, mm-hmm. such as Wenzel and I getting the VIP treatment at Sidewalk last year, or like when we went to SCI, we'd only been around for like 4 months, and getting to go backstage and interview all these wrestlers, you know, many of whom I'm like, you know, still talk to on a regular basis,
and like getting able to interview, like, you know, professional people in entertainment, like,
yep.
to speak with Joey Clift,
yep.
and you know, who he's a writer. We have Josh Rubens, who's a, you know, who's well known in comedy and in the horror scene now. Like, if you told me years ago, it's like, oh, you'll be talking to, like, you know, actual working people in the entertainment business, I'd be like, that's not possible. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's just like, the thing I've learned just doing from this silly little show is just like, the things aren't as impossible as you think. It literally just like, if you just try it, you'd be surprised how a door can open.
Yeah. I know, absolutely. I mean, that's how we got media passes. I mean, straight up, I just cold emailed like the Sidewalk people, and I was like, hey, like, we're a local podcast, independent. At the time, I was like, we had just hit our 6-year anniversary. I'm like, we would love to attend this. And they were like, open arms, super nice. I mean, it was a great time for me, even though I got like the fucking flu the last day. But I mean, it was awesome, man. Like, that wouldn't have happened without the show, like, bar none.
Yeah, no, that was incredible. I will say, like, getting that made me want to cry, just because it was so fucking cool. And like, going off of like what Tanner said about monetization and all that shit, like, yeah, like, we have total and complete control over us or anything, and that's what I love too. But like I said, I would love everybody here to be recognized for their work. So like, it would be nice, you know, for us to get paid. Maybe in the future, hopefully, we'll have, you know, this is something we've constantly talked about, is like having something. Because, like, shit, it's a lot of work. But at the same time, you know, like, there's... like, obviously, us getting paid, like Tanner said, would never change how I view this. But, you know, it's always another scary thing of, like, if we were, like, would it change the soul of the podcast? Like, that's, like, that's the thing I'm always worried about. It's, like, I never want it to... that's something I'm always scared about, especially, like... with anything, like, you know, having to commodify, monetize it, it's like will it have the same kind of what's the word? Quality. Will it have the same quality as it would if, you know, because it's always that, like, that thing of, like, you know, if it's something that you think needs to be out there, you'd love or put it out there, you know. And this goes into art too. It's like, well, just because of that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be paid for it, you know. But that's just something I've very much have struggled thinking about for the past 7 years.
And it was, there definitely becomes like, once you start making money, it's kind of like, oh shit, like, this is great that you have, you know, dividends now to support what you've done, but also, like, it definitely, you start to have to change how you approach it, because, like, it's technically a business at that point.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more, like,
and that
machinery that comes, like, you know.
That's scary.
Machinery, because, like, I remember there was a time in the past where we were, like, taking advice and getting, like, ideas, like, should we go ahead and start trying to legitimize and become a business? And that just got real overwhelming real fast, and I didn't think, like, we needed to cross a bridge before we had to. And, you know, if ever the day should come, you know, where we grind enough, you know, I'm not into grind culture, not into hustle culture or anything like that, but, like, just doing this 7 years, it's a grind anyway, in a figure of speech. But, like, if there ever was a time that we got to where we were making money, because, like, a lot of content making is luck. Like, someone can be doing this consistently for years, but, like, until, you know, they find the right people, it's kind of like a scattershot if you get seen or not. But, again, that's not the reason why we do it. We do it because we enjoy it.
That's, yeah.
We've always said, first and foremost, what we make is for ourselves. And then the fact other people love it is, like, a very welcome bonus.
And I will say, too, like, that's the thing that always gets me revved up about doing this fucking podcast, is I'm like, we're doing this because we fucking love doing that, and nobody can fucking take that away from us. And that's when I'm like, let's fucking do it. Let's fucking go. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, too, where, like, take last week's episode, for instance, Pete Gellion. I mean, it's not like we made a clickbaity YouTube video. It's like, we've mixed together 47 different items and ate it. Like,
and we worshipped a new god.
And we made a new religion based off of marshmallows. We're not doing that. Like
we did that. We made a new religion.
Yeah, I mean, we could do the clickbaity stuff. That doesn't interest any of us, because, again, we're not in it for... If we were in it for the views and the listens, I mean, we probably would have quit 6 years and 11 months ago.
Yeah.
To be completely honest.
Or, like, you know, like, really found the most, like, this is the most, like, SEO, like, clickable, like, found a way to really find the most, like, interest engaging thing. Yep. But, you know, that's kind of, like, that's not interesting. And
not interesting to us.
Yeah. Because, like, we did the fucking Pete Gellion... Dune God, ate God, made a new God, became God, bit because, like, we thought it was funny. And,
we thought it was, yeah.
And we did it because it was fun, not because, like, oh, this will be a crazy thing that will get eyeballs. It's like, no, I mean, I mean, obviously, we know what, you know, we'll be more likely to gain interest, but, like, we did it because we thought it was fucking funny.
Yeah, no, that's totally it.
Got hit by a flash of inspiration. We need to, like, delve into the clickbait. I think we need to drink the Among Us potion at 3 a.m.
we need Elsa's Spider-Man pregnant video.
But the thing is, we could do the clickbait, but we actually try it. we try to communicate with Among Us, and this is what happened. Like, we could just show us, like, trying to talk to Among Us, but it's not replying. It's not real.
I mean, it is funny, too, like, again, a little peek behind the curtain. Talking about not doing this for views, because I remember when our first episode went up, the episode did, like, 100 plays in the first week. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going to do that every fucking week. We're going to be cooking, and we're just going to grow. I don't know if anybody... Well, Patrick wasn't behind the scenes at the time.
I didn't know we existed.
But, Colton Winslow, do you know how many... plays our second episode did the first week of release?
16.
Do you want to guess?
14?
9. Nine plays. And I remember thinking, looking at the SoundCloud app in 2017, I was like, oh, we're fucking done. I'm like, oh, man. Well, yeah, we're not doing this anymore. I'm not doing this for 9. And, you know, we persisted, and we do a lot better than 9 plays a week now. And, you know, including, I don't think there's been a day in 6.5 years where we haven't had people listen to the podcast just on stat, which is fucking crazy to think that somebody on this planet has heard our voices every day for the last 6.5 years. Like, that, putting it in that perspective, I was thinking about that at work yesterday. I was like, man, that's actually kind of fucking crazy. Because I've been sending y'all this week, I'm like, look at this smattering of episodes that I've gotten to put, like, listens this week, and it'll be like episode 47, episode 284, episode, like, I think episode 1 got plays this week, and it's just like, what, like, people are listening to so many eras of us, like, talking about, because I also equate our different eras with, like, our different recording spaces, but it's also, too, just, like, actual, literally, us as people. Like, when we started the show in 2017, 7 years ago, I had just turned 21. Colton Wenzel, episode 1. They had not graduated high school yet. They were still seniors in high school.
I think I just turned 18. Because we recorded like May 4th?
No, our first episode went up May 1st.
Oh, so I wasn't 18.
Wasn't 18 yet. You were you were 17 still. So it's just like stuff like that where it's just like, oh, like... Like, y'all have become, like, actual adults since the podcast.
No, my fucking God.
And like... I'm just talking from my perspective. I was like this little loser 21-year-old, and like since I've like I got married, I got a house, we gave birth to 3 beautiful dogs.
No, the third one's a dog too.
Oh yeah, 3 dogs.
Yeah, he's just that dog's just a piece of shit. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I love socks.
He's a beast.
Call him Karma.
That
shit. Oh, baby drama.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
No, whenever we did the Kaiju number 8 episode, like, it dawned on me. I'm like, fuck, I'm 25. Fuck off with this shit, dude.
Yeah, I was listening to that, and Wenzel had this like, y'all are multiple years older than me from when we started. Y'all are now. Like, y'all are 4 years older than I was when we started the podcast. That's fucking nuts to think about.
I'm not 25 yet.
Sorry.
Fuck.
I didn't.
Up,
I 25? What?
When is this up? Will I be 25?
Yes.
Fuck.
Fuck. No way. No. Oh, my God. I'm going to be 26 this year. Fuck off.
I just want to say, I turned 29 this year. I turned fucking 30 next year.
Oh, my God.
It's like, I was 28 when we started the show.
Fuck!
I'll be 34 this summer, so...
Oh my God.
It's crazy, just like, because we've all, like, obviously, you literally start the show and see how we've changed as people. Because, like, some of the show, some of the people who aren't with us anymore on the show, like...
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Show.
Rest
like,
in peace.
You literally see their trajectory as a person, like how they, where they start to where they are now, like they're, you know, they're in a lot of ways they're a completely different person.
Yeah, and then, Carlos,
because like we all gone through like a lot of changes. Just having a bit.
Goddamn! Okay.
I hope that picked up.
I don't know. I have to go back and listen to that.
Yeah, check for that one. I lost my train of thought.
Talking about that timeline.
Yeah, because it's really interesting to see like how much, you know, we put of ourselves on the show. So like, you know, because like you put on the internet, you're just like, okay, maybe, you know, I'll play a version of myself, or I'll just put a little bit out there. But obviously, when you become comfortable with, you know, doing this, it's like over the last 7 years, we have said a lot of stuff, obviously, and just like about who we are as a person. And you know, we the bold side, it's not like, you know, oh, this is like too much, but basically, you got to see a very intimate side of us over the course of the 7 years.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I got something to say. One thing I realized, like, ever since we started podcasting, one of my favorite things to do is say things I don't believe. I think that's so fucking funny. Off, because I'll just go to the arm and the mental just gets so fucking mad at me, and I'm like, why are you so fucking mad at me?
No, and then I'll say something to Cole, I'll make up a random fucking fact, and he'll believe me, and I'll be like, you fucking idiot.
That's like, even last week's episode was like, or two weeks ago at this point, the Kaiju number 8 episode, Cole, like, during like y'all's intro, something y'all have done 400 times, Cole says something, Wenzel goes, you fucking pussy. And it's just like, y'all have done this more than probably 95% of the people on the planet. Like, what is happening here? But it's also so funny because, like, that's not like, all right, time to turn on your podcast. Like, obviously, there are some things that are a little more turned up than we would be in a professional setting.
In a professional setting, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, it is undoubtedly us. Nobody is playing a character on the show. Even Menzel was real.
Yeah. I would say we dial it down, because, like, when we're playing stuff like Overwatch, I don't know what happens. I become a new person every time I play Overwatch. Or multiplayer games in general. I'm, like, moaning and, like, coming and other things like that.
No, we've done the bit now where we're like, he's jerking me off, okay?
He's on me, he's in my ass.
You
feel it? It's hot.
It's warm.
He's shooting his wad.
I'm swallowing.
Oh, okay, hold on. This is a little off topic. But that reminded me. Have y'all seen the TikTok of the guy going like, I don't want to get canceled for this, but I feel like you have to have a mic to play this game. And it's Fortnite. And they're like, oh, okay. They're like, I don't know why y'all are trying to cancel. And he has like the typical nerdy, like, I just don't know why y'all are trying to cancel me. I'm just saying my opinion. And they're like, okay. And he's like, well, just go ahead and cancel me. I feel like you should have a mic for this game. And they're like, nobody's trying to fucking cancel you. He's like, it's just an opinion. Everybody has one. Go ahead and cancel me.
One of my other favorite bits from that guy is the when you did that math quick.
You have a calc,
don't you? Oh, calc is short for calculator, by the way. Calc is short for calculator. 7 years, baby. 7 years.
No. No, it's definitely like we dial it up, we dial it down, you know, we kind of make characters, but really it is us.
It averages out to us.
Yeah, it's just us, cuz like we do that like in person. We'll make characters and do just dumb shit. And
I laugh at the M&M commercials really loud.
It pissed me off so much. So whenever the theater that we used to go to, the Cobb, whatever. Now it's like what?
CMX.
CMX. They have to have the fucking M&M commercial. And Colt, like, this was years ago. Colt's like, I'm gonna do this bit where every time I see this commercial, I'm gonna fucking laugh. And then he stuck to it, and it pisses me off because he'll be like, so fucking loud. It's so fucking loud. And then it got to the point where I started laughing. I was like, this is so fucking stupid. And then now we don't go to it anymore, and we don't see it, so he doesn't fucking do it. Thank God.
Well, I don't know. Some commercials that they have playing on there are kind of funny. Jocks that mime, he's so fucking funny.
Okay. But we did make a joke while we were in the challenge. Okay, so recently we watched Challengers. At the time we were recording this, we just watched Challengers yesterday, Friday. And we were in there, and Colt reads my fucking mind for some reason, and that commercial with the jock, the mime, the M&M commercial,
yeah.
And they're like, let's not have Jock over here, and then Colt immediately turns to me and is like, it's because he's a Zionist. I was like, oh my fucking God, you piece of shit. I was gonna say that.
You stole my joke!
It was so fucking funny. So yeah, this podcast is incredible with seeing us grow as people. I don't know.
Grow as people, devolve as people.
Like, I had a train of thought too, and I honestly, it had something to do with, it's horrifying how much we're aging. That's what it was.
I honestly feel like I have aged much.
No, I was going to say, I haven't aged much either, but what I'm saying is, and I'm in denial right now, I'm an immortal, is what I'm saying is like, on the outside, like what, like seeing all of us like grow up is just, it is insane. Like I said, it doesn't feel like it's been 7 years, but like having that realization now, turning 25 last year, I'm just like, fuck. It's like everybody's getting older, and I still think of people when the age I met them.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my thing, because like sometimes I'll be telling Riley, it was like, oh yeah, Colt and Wenzel and I are hanging out this weekend. And Colt, always like a middle school version of Colt, pops into my head. And then I met Wenzel when he was a freshman in high school. I was a senior, or maybe he was 8th grade and 11th grade.
No,
anyways, I remember Wenzel being like a short little boy with shaved head. And that's always the version of Wenzel that pops into my head. Patrick looks the same. Patrick was also like a functioning human when I met him.
Not anymore.
No, we have definitely made Pat worse. I think that we're on the
record. He's wearing a hat.
I mean, like...
He is in his cowboy era.
Yeah, I definitely am. You'll find out more about that next week.
Oh. Yeah! Woo! Woo!
Like, obviously, you can very clearly tell, like, I am...
How mature we are.
I am a completely different, like, host compared to, like, when I was my first start of the show. Like, I was kind of like the more reined in, like, quote, the straight man of the group. And I was sort of be like, I would sort of, I'd be like the comparison for...
My great man! What? Somebody said straight man.
Like, I would be like, so the point of comparison, like, if they're acting wacky and crazy, I'd be sort of like the one that's not as wacky and crazy.
Yeah. Hetero.
Now, Danny Doe.
Straight man.
Other things came out on the show, too. But now, like, obviously, I've been poisoned by the banter. So, like, I mean, plus I'm just a very different. And plus, like, my trajectory in the show has been very different, too. I was a listener. And I was a guest. And I was a host. And then I was a lead host. And now I'm part-time again. So, it just, like, that little mini era across the show is different, too. Like, what other shows have that?
Yeah.
And just, like... Patrick's a great example of this. If you want to become a host, Russ, just live nearby and don't leave. You just gotta stay every week.
Just say you're showing up to my house. What time are we doing the podcast? I guess we're having Patrick again.
Like I said, like, there's not as much as impossible as you think. Just do it and it'll get done.
I should also mention, when Patrick was doing that, Patrick and I lived 40 minutes apart. Patrick used to live so fucking far from my mom's house. Patrick doesn't live close to my house now. Really. He's closer, but not close.
The game, brother.
I would say... Okay, wait. I'm doing girl math right now.
Okay.
I would say you guys are closer now than you... No. That's stupid.
Never mind.
No, I completely forgot about our house. Yeah. I was like, fuck, no. Our house is so much closer.
It's so much closer.
Never mind.
Yeah, my favorite bit was the... I can't remember if Pat or JoJo did it. But we were recording, but one of them showed up, and we didn't think they would be there that day. Like, I don't even remember if we invited them. They just showed up.
That sounds like a JoJo.
I think it might have been JoJo. But it was still fun having them.
I was gonna say, you made it sound like it was.
Not include them on purpose.
I was gonna say it made it sound like you're pissed off. Like,
I will say my favorite JoJo bit for the podcast was when we used to say, "Hey, we're recording at 7 on Thursday," and sometimes they wouldn't show up till 8:30. That fucking was awesome. So funny.
But about the host, yeah, no, that's why I loved all the different people, you know, we've had on, and really, like, anybody wants to be a part of this, you can. And I think that's what's great too, is, like, you know, having so many friends and then having capsules of them as well, basically, you know, collecting them.
Well, you don't even have to live nearby.
Yeah, I was about to say, also, too, like, in October, we had Sam on, who is somebody I've been doing podcast, also violentpeople.co co-founder with me. But I've been doing podcasts with Sam longer than I've been doing podcasts with y'all, just way more on and off. But, like, we had Sam on, and also, just going to make a little announcement, we're doing a Tanner's Trivia Tournament in July, and we have 12 people from across the world on that. And, like, just the way we were doing things 7 years ago, that wouldn't have been possible.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Yeah. And the fun thing is, very topical stuff in the, especially my episode, very on time and timely.
Yeah, some of that may not make the episode.
Oh, you pussy kid. Let it happen.
No, that's like, again, back to, like, stuff that's not really clickbaity. Like, when we say, like, funny, wild shit, we follow through. Like, it's just funny, wild
Tanner's
shit.
Always the one that cuts the good shit. I'm like,
I get mad because I'm like, I'm not fucking editing this. Nothing that ever comes across my desk gets edited out.
I'm just saying, this is for Pat really right now. 9/11 fucking cars, Fast and the Furious cars, 9/11, funny.
I just want to go listen to Goaty Gang that came out at the time of this coming out last week, last Friday, May 3rd, Goaty Gang 2011. We had like a 15-minute bit talking about what video games our dead relatives were playing in heaven or hell. None of that got cut. And that has nothing to do with video games.
Fuck. Fuck.
That's a good bit.
That is a very good bit.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I just love it. A capsule of, like...
And I can tell why that bit came about, too.
Yeah, you can tell if you listen to the episode, for sure.
Oh, fuck, yeah, okay.
There is a little vault of, like, cutting room floor, to, you know, that's just for the boys. And again, this is not, like... You know, we say some silly out-of-pocket shit, but, like, even at, you know, stuff that we edit out, it's not like, oh, this is, like, oh, that's a cancel, that's problematic. It's just, like, it's kind of, some stuff is just, like, that's... really more so just for us, and like it might be a little spicy, but like we can promise you there's nothing like truly objectionable, anything that's better.
Yeah, like I'll just give you a little example of one. I'm pretty sure we have a soundbite in the vault talking about getting a milk enema from probably six or seven years ago. Like that's the level of thing. And honestly, I think we did it as a sound test. It's not even like cutting room floor stuff. Like, I have a few files on my computer from us doing Backlog Boys or AYCH, like, sound test, and we just fucking go off on, like, a 6-minute tangent. Like, I have one explaining Vanderpump Rules to Colton Winslow.
Fuck.
It's not even problematic. It's just not the episode. Yeah. Like, it's just really funny.
And one soundbite that is never gonna get released is super fucking funny.
Is it Patrick's?
I mean, Pat's is funny, but... it's more so like someone named Billy Brobby Brown running over gay people.
Fuck.
that's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah,
that's also the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of, too.
Which she doesn't, and thank God she doesn't, because, whew, that'd be bad, Billy.
I mean, listen, there's only one problematic kid from the Stranger Things crew, and it's not Billy Bobby Brown.
He's just like Jock.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
But a point I wanted to bring up is like we talk about all the different people we had on. So like we always have our friends on. We've been very like careful to include them, and just the fact that our friends have not only become like regular participants in the silly horse shit that we do, is like that they one have like their own like sub series within the overall ecosystem of AYCH, but also we have two independent autonomous shows out that we do not have any participation in that operate independent of us that are still going. Yeah. Like Cage of Greatness has been going since, you know, 2021. Like, you know, they still do it every week without us. And the Instruction Booklet, our newest show, it just hit a 1-year anniversary. So like, you know, like, we are a legitimate network. Because even if, you know, we took time off and didn't do anything, those things we keep on, the network would still be going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, that's, like, to me, that's just a really incredible achievement that not only the stick-to-itiveness that we have, but just, like, our friends, they like doing silly bullshit as much as we do.
Yeah, I know. And, like, that's kind of what I wanted to bring up is, like, this is kind of, like, you know, an invitation of like, if you want to be on the podcast, if you want to do stuff, you know, don't be a piece of shit, and we'd love to have you, you know. Or if you want to have your own show under the network banner or whatever, you know, whatever, like, I love it. Like, it's a capsule of like 100s, maybe thousands of voices, and yeah,
billions, maybe.
Yeah, I think this would have been a month or two ago when we were going through this, but I think we were trying to add up how many people have just had their voice on any singular episode of the podcast ever. I think it was like over 40 people that have been on the shows, which is crazy because, I mean, it's not like we're pulling guests every week by any means.
Or you know, we're like active against, like, oh, like, kind of, you know, oh, let's do a collab. We're not like fishing for like people to be on. It's just like, just be like, hey, this is a silly idea. You want to be a part of it? And 9 times out of 10, people are just like, hell yeah.
Yeah. And like, I'll go ahead and give like a peek behind the curtain. Out of the 12 people that are coming on for Tanner's Trivia Tournament, which are going to be canonical episodes of AYCH, I think 5 of them have appeared on our content, and 3 of them are y'all. Like, not spoilers. Yeah. Colt, Patrick, and Wenzel are on separate episodes. But, like, that's just so cool to me. And, like, you know, we have, like, I think every time zone in the continental U.S. represented, and then, like, 3 additional countries represented, which has been a pain in the ass to try to schedule. But it's still, like, just super fun to like be able to have like this playground and being able to do like the silly shit like this. And like, again, going back to my point earlier of like not having the corporate oversight, like the only people that would tell us we probably shouldn't do that are like us. And I don't know if any of us have ever shot down an idea.
Like a hard no, we don't do that. We're not doing that.
Well, I will say the poop ring was shot down, and then the recircumcising was also shot down.
Yeah. I don't remember our stance. Are we pro or uncircumcised?
Well, this is reattaching the circumcisions.
I thought we were good with that. I thought we wanted our foreskin back.
No, we were not good with that.
Patrick, you're the historian. Do we want our foreskin?
I remember specifically the episode where we talk about foreskin for and circumcision for about 10 fucking minutes. It was the episode where lads make a film noir.
Oh, I was about to say, I was not there.
Yeah, I know you weren't.
Like, literally, there's 10 minutes of just, like, hard circumcision talk. And we went up in the show, like, is the practice of circumcision necessary in modern times for medical reasons? No, not really. But do we have, like, personally, like, I'm not upset that I'm circumcised. Like, I don't need it back. But
this was not the question, by the way.
I'm giving a fuller context, but like, no, there wasn't like a hard stance that like Winslow's like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't circumcise in general, but it's not like we hear AYCH say no to circumcision.
But that's not.
I want it back. I want to see what it's like to run water on it.
I don't think you should get it back.
I just want to see what it feels like.
I think it's going to be disgusting.
Let me time travel real quick and be like, hold up, doc.
Well, that's different.
One of those fucking dinosaur sponges that puts water in it.
This is different. This is different.
No, we're talking about
right now. We're talking about getting it back right now. We're talking about getting it back right now. Going in the drawer, getting your foreskin.
Put tape on it.
You're getting your foreskin. Don't do that.
I think it'd be easier if we were talking about this from the perspective of it growing back every few years.
You can just tug on
and you having to decide, am I getting circumcised this year or next year?
Well, okay, but the thing is, this wasn't that episode. This episode was getting the R4 skin back and sewing it back on.
Well, it also sounds like this episode was about y'all making a fucking movie. So, yeah. I don't...
No, that's not... We're going back to you talk about ideas being shot down. Right? There was the poop prank, but then there was the recircumcision.
What was the poop prank?
We made that up. There's no.
Oh, because y'all both said it at the same time, like it was something. I'm like, what was that?
It was. We would poop our pants and not tell one person. And they'd be like, why does it smell like shit? But and then the whole time we're like, we shit ourselves.
It's actually a takeoff of the Baby Talk episode where we were pranking JoJo live on air.
It was going to be on you.
Yeah.
Wow.
One of us is going to poop our pants, yeah. But it's actually both of us.
Yeah, wow. That sounds so funny.
It would have been funny.
Are you telling me if we both shit our pants on podcast and just making faces at you, you would not lose your fucking mind?
I mean... Fuck. I mean,
but he wouldn't acknowledge that we're shitting. We'd be like, we're not shitting!
I mean... See, now I don't know what you're doing. Like, yes, that would be funny, but, like, also, like, I wouldn't be sitting here with doo-doo pants, you know?
No, yeah, you wouldn't. We would.
That's the point.
Yeah, no, like, I get...
The prank's on you, not us.
Yeah. Like, they would have doo-doo in your pants, but you would have egg on your face.
You're like, what the fuck? Why does it smell like shit?
We
pooped ourselves!
I will say, we were so close to doing it, so close, but we were like, we probably shouldn't do it. The circumcision one, where we get our foreskin back, that was shot down fairly immediately. Nobody wanted to do that. There was a third thing that, like, we were like, we can't fucking do. Absolutely not.
Oh, that was the January 6th.
Oh, that's not funny. That's not funny. No, not that. It was... So, we had an idea where we were going to break into Tanner's house and replace all of the furniture, all the walls, and just replace it with denim.
Fuck yeah.
We didn't do that, though.
We didn't do it. But that's a bit. But in reality, placing milk in your house.
Well, okay, actually, that... We actually did have a fucking idea where we thought it would be kind of funny. Fuck, we came up with that forever ago.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. That'd been when I first got the house.
Yep.
Yeah, no, so we had an idea. Okay, actually two ideas. So there was the one idea where we were going to hide something in your house and it'd be really funny for it was like something like dumb or something.
Wait, when we were gonna hide our shit, like human shit.
No, not that.
I remember saying shit, and you're like, too childish.
Yeah, and then but then we agreed on milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we thought that would be funny.
Now I'm not sure I want y'all to house it for me when I go to Disney World.
We haven't done it.
We haven't done it.
Hey, Wenzel, look at me. We haven't done it.
We haven't done it.
Oh, well, Colt's having a stroke. I don't know why. We haven't
done it.
Wenzel, watch.
that peep yellow is coming back to bite him.
Yeah. But no, it is fun to think about, like,
just... What the fuck were we talking about before?
Seven more years!
Oh, episodes that we were talking about episodes that we didn't strike down, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, so thank God that got in there, for sure. 10 minutes of circumcision talk again, somehow, for not the first time in this...
Would you get it back? But, Tanner, you weren't there, so answer. Would you get your pee-pee skin back if it was like you'd never cut it in the first
place? Absolutely not. No.
You wouldn't want to feel like what it feels like for like 10 seconds to like pull it back and just put running water on it?
No.
I kind of want to
feel it. I feel like you are asking for gunk.
I mean, I don't know if you clean it.
And take it from me, Tanner, you can get money from that gunk.
That's true.
Okay. But still, no. Absolutely not. Drastically changing topic real quick.
Coward!
I do want to say, just, like, I'm excited about, like, what's next. Because, like, even 7 years into this, there are so many things. I mean, there are things we have had on spreadsheets for 5 or 6 years that we have not done yet. And it's just so exciting. It's, like, that... Like, just constantly, just like a fucking waterfall of ideas. And it never ends. Like, even while doing Peep Gellion, I think we came up with, like, 2 or 3 different ideas. We're like, oh, we can do that. Oh, we can do that, too. And it's just, like, constantly changing. And, I mean, again, like, behind... Because I think we've talked about this on the show before, but we've wanted to do a barbecue taste test since, like, 2018. And it's just has, for whatever reason, has never happened. We have just have not done it. And it's crazy because that, to me, is like such a, like an easy idea for where we live. And just in 300 weeks, we have not been able to make it happen. I just find that fucking hilarious.
I burped and it tasted like acid. That Peep Gellion is coming back for revenge.
Clawing its way.
Like, I don't have to shit or anything, but I feel like it's going to come up out of my mouth.
Well, if it comes out somewhere else.
My ears.
No, Cole, lower.
No! Would it feel good? Question. A quiz for the chat. If you were to piss a thick, let's say, silicone thing, would it feel good or would it hurt? I don't know.
Hurt, for sure.
What if it's super squishy? Because cum is squishy and it comes out and it feels good. What makes cum feel good?
Well, I
think there's a lot of factors.
A lot of factors.
that is going.
Okay, Chad, can you tell me why it feels so good when I stroke? Chad, why aren't you answering? Chad, please answer.
I mean, thick piss is a classic AYCH question.
I don't want thick piss.
You're not. Give me the fucking.
Memorable topics of conversation: thick piss, Will Feet versus Sword Arm. What else we got?
First of all, Will Feet is still the way to go.
No, I don't remember. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
I think we all agreed on Will Feet.
I mean, you know, eventually.
Yeah.
Will Feet. It is. Yeah. Yeah. And your dumb ass was over there like, sometimes cooler.
And also, speaking of foreskin, there's a lot of foreskins called. I think Wenzel talked about, what if I had a sword arm, but a sword foreskin for the arm.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Also, in Lad's remake in Evangelion, the Avas had tactical foreskins.
Oh, yeah.
I do not remember.
I wasn't there for that one.
I don't remember either, but I believe it.
Yeah.
What does that mean, Pat?
Basically, instead of... It's kind of like, you know, when we watch Pompoko, the Ghibli movie.
Yes.
It's like, instead of the AT field, like the force field of psychic trauma that they use to defend themselves, they just stretched out their ball sack, or dick sack, to deflect the angel attacks.
That's a great idea. I'm glad we said that.
I... Yeah, that's the worst thing we've said.
No, it's not.
A Colts late Unabomber cookie bit would beg to differ.
I know.
So I have a Google Doc. A couple of years ago, I went through like the first year of AYCH, like the 2017 episodes, and I made specific notes of funny moments. Y'all were talking about bits and stuff. I have one here that is very funny that I think, you know, God bless JoJo's soul.
Yeah.
Obviously. But it's, and this is just so JoJo to me. We introduce JoJo for the first time on the podcast, tell them to not make a funny or not to make a weird noise, and they introduce themselves going, ah! I have that in all caps. I just find that extremely funny. Wenzel, episode 7. Wenzel introduces himself by saying, I have a cyst on my tongue. No name or anything.
He's been at that cyst for a while.
God, I'm just like going, man, it's so funny. It's also funny too, like, God rest E3 soul. But I used to love our E3 episodes.
Yeah. I know.
Those were some of my favorite episodes.
We still do them.
Yeah, well.
It's the spirit of
E3. Well, it's just E3 in general doesn't exist anymore. It kind of makes me sad. But going through some of our like predictions from that first year's E3 is kind of funny. Because we got some stuff right.
Do you remember?
Well, I was just looking through the doc because we were talking about Smash Brothers, and we were like, there's no way they would put three different links in Smash Brothers. Smash Brothers had three different links.
Yeah.
Another one was... like, we called... God, fuck. I literally just had it pulled up.
While he's looking, I have some more JoJo bits, God rest her soul. From episode 218, VeggieTales, Character and Politics.
Oh, yeah.
Classic JoJo bit. Laird the Cucumber, he think Nancy Pelosi is poggers. episode 221, let's talk about favorite album, Sue. Hey, Charles Darwin, suck my dick. and talked about, they wanted Bucky's fat ass.
Yes, we all wanted it.
Yeah. JoJo being in the toilet while we watched or made Vlad's roommate Breaking Bad. And it's like, hey, we're making the butthole crystals.
Nice.
Episode 6, Tanner correctly predicts that Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out in 2019. That episode would have came out in June of 2017.
Oh, wow.
I know at some point one of us, I believe it was Cody, I don't exactly remember who it was. It was one of
predicted
those.
The name of the Xbox?
Predicted the name of the Xbox.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Years before
that, like
the it's... Xbox. we all said Beyond Good and Evil 2 is coming out 2021 at the earliest. Keep in mind this 2017 again. But possibly for the 20th anniversary of Beyond Good and Evil in 2023. But there's no way that game will not be out for another 6 years. It's currently spring 2024. That game is not out.
Well, they announced Day Zero Develop, whatever the fuck that meant.
God, what else is on here?
Remember when they did that art campaign where they're saying, like, give us free art, and we'll put it in the game.
Ugh, God.
I'm curious, like, if they're actually going to have that or what.
Like... That game is never coming out, buddy.
That game's coming out sometime. Is it Ubisoft? Yeah, it's Ubisoft.
Yeah.
This is vaporware.
God, I'm just looking at some of these early episodes. It's kind of unhinged. At one point, Cody and Colt say Cinnamon Toast Crunch Milk is the worst cereal milk. And I get really mad.
Yeah, I was just saying shit.
God. Colt explains the donkey bit that they wrap bacon around everything and cover it in brown sugar. Oh, sorry, the Dockery bit.
Oh, okay.
I was so confused. Colt explains the Dockery bit that they wrap bacon around everything and cover it in brown sugar and call them pigs in a blanket. Cody has no idea what he's talking about.
Hey, don't sleep on chicken wrapped in bacon covered in brown sugar. That shit's good.
Wenzel's old bit was Wenzel saying kick ass dude.
Yes,
I remember that.
I don't remember
and
that.
Buenos dias, Kachan.
Oh, I remember that.
Colt says there will be a great ninja war, but with all of the different types of barbecue sauces fighting against one common enemy. Seconds later, Wenzel calls white barbecue sauce semen. And then, literally 11 seconds later, because I have a timestamp, Colt explains a scene and my hero by going, waboo baboo.
I don't know what that is.
And then Wenzel starts naming off 11 total anime that people should watch. All of that happened in like 45 fucking seconds. Those first few podcasts, after we threw out the fucking structure of the first couple, like literally the first three or four episodes of the podcast, those episodes post E3 2017 are unfucking hinged. We're all in a hot room.
Yeah.
Because I used to set up in like the fucking computer room during the summertime, and there was no AC in that room, and we would all just be ready to go swimming. And I mean, it would just, like, y'all just said shit.
Yeah.
There was a point in time where we were like laughing so hard it hurt. I was hot. I was sweating. It felt like I was dying. It felt like death.
I definitely remember classic JoJo bit going back. When JoJo would start laughing so hard, they would get fucking tuberculosis.
It took him just like Arthur.
Yeah.
Damn it,
Dutch. Oh man, good shit.
I'm not a good man. You're a good man, Arthur Morgan. That's a reference.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played and beat the game.
I'm crying.
I mean, I don't have anything else to say. Any final words? Let's end this.
Yeah, we're about to record a fucking hellhole of an episode. So.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're at an hour, so.
I do just want to, before we wrap up, I want to say, first of all, it's awesome that this podcast is 7 years old. I mean, truly, actually, an incredible feat to have a podcast in the 300s as far as episode count goes. I think that's fucking incredible. Thank you. Literally, if anybody has ever been on this podcast for any amount of time, I want to give a shout out to Justin, who has made every theme for every podcast on the AYCH network, I'm pretty sure, ever. So, like, huge shout out to Justin. Huge shout out to Patrick, who has made all the art. Huge shout out to most of the art. Huge shout out to Wenzel and Colt for fucking being like the torchbearers of the show. It's just like good shit. And like I can truly say, I don't know what the next year of AYCH looks like. I don't know what the show looks like from year 7 to year 8. But I think it's going to be really cool, and I think y'all should listen.
Yeah, it's still going to be here. Like I said, 7 more years. I'm going to say every single year that we age, I'm going to say that year. Again, I'm going to say 8 years next year, 9 years. And it, like, at some point, I'm going to be like, fuck it. We're stopping at 15 more years.
So I did the math the other day because I was looking, because episode 400 is coming up next year.
Yay.
And episode, assuming we upload a canonical episode of ARCH every week, a numbered canonical episode, episode 500 will drop the week after our 10-year anniversary. Which sounds like it's far away, but really when you think about
it... No, it's not.
Like, we've been out of the, like, COVID lockdown for that amount of time. Like, it seems like COVID, like, the lockdown era of the podcast lasted forever, but we've been out of that era of the podcast for 3 years.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of fucking crazy. Just, like, what do we do next? I have no idea.
Any final thoughts?
Again, just like thank you to everyone who's ever listened, who's ever liked a tweet, liked the post, listened, shared. Like, literally, we know we say we would do this if no one else was listening with us, but we want to, like, can't send to you enough thanks, people out there listening in the world, across the world, how appreciative we are for you taking the time to listen to our stuff, download our stuff, just, you know, participate in our games and our bullshit, and that means the world to us. And, you know, we've had the time of our lives the last 7 years, like, doing this week after week, and you know, we still got plenty of bullshit left in the tank, though, so don't worry about that. And I was like, you know, it's been, I loved every minute doing the show. And, you know, for as long as I'm able, I'll be here talking and bantering with the boys.
I love how Patrick said that as if, like, they're on death's door or something. Like, God willing, if I'm here next year, Lord willing, like, I mean, Patrick's listen, 33.
Y'all heard how I coughed after that beat down.
No, I don't know. Pat's wearing a cowboy hat. It's black. He has a black shirt on, black socks.
It's not my death. I am the death horseman.
Oh, wow.
We've been birthed in reverse.
Yeah, we are the house on the borderland between reality and unreality.
I mean, like, there's four of us. Like, who's, if I'm the death horseman, what other horseman apocalypse are y'all?
Piss. I'm the space that the grain sand, the sands, the grains of time falls through.
I thought you're green? Like,
famine, pestilence, kind of.
Yeah.
Vomit and doo-doo.
I would... Because
pestilence.
Yeah, but usually it's famine, cult. Because
you cannot say you're famine after eating like 70 different things.
No one here would be famine then.
No, he called his famine because he's
eating. He's eating everything. no cheese at ranch for you.
Man, which one of you? Colt's the whitest, so he's probably Conquest.
Yeah, I'm definitely a killer.
Yeah, Colt's
dead. I might be War. I don't know.
No, you're too white.
What are you saying?
Honestly, I think white people are great at starting wars.
That is true. I'm just saying Conquest rides a white horse. They wear white. White.
Have you ever seen me get mad at Overwatch? I'm threatening people's lives.
Oh, sorry, you turn red like War. Yeah, that's true.
I thought he was about to say, I get super racist.
No, yeah.
I make other people
get racist. No, not yet to that. Yeah, to that Cole's
problem. As soon as I talk shit in chat, they call me the N-word, and I don't like it.
People are mean.
Hey, we should probably do plugs.
Leave a comment. Leave a number in the chat, and I'll tell you what I think about you. Leave you a rating. Yeah,
with
the three, I'll be like, TBH, I don't really know you.
That's
a Facebook bit.
Yeah, I know what he's doing.
My fucking God. Wow, blast from the fucking past. Okay.
No, people still do it.
I know people still do it, but I still think it's something from the past because it is.
Poke for poke, he.
Fuck. Again, thank you everybody for listening. Thank you for everybody in AYCH for all your hard work and for contributing and for being on here.
You too. Love you.
We appreciate it. You know, we love you guys. We love everybody here. And you can listen to the All You Hear podcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, somewhere on Google. I don't know where.
Just look it.
Overcast, and a lot of places. Leave us a review, 5 stars. Give us feedback. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to see. You know, we really appreciate it. We want to know.
Not feedback. We don't want that.
Yes, thank you, Colt. We
just
don't
making sure we're not Dan Snyder.
Thank you for clarifying that. You can follow us on Instagram, AYCH Podcasts. You can follow us on Blue Sky, AYCH Podcast.bsky.social. You can follow us on twitch.tv/allyoucanhear. You can follow us on YouTube, where the VODs from Twitch are on All You Can Hear as well. Including instruction booklet, is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah, instruction booklet. Also, go follow Cajun Greatness. Go follow instruction booklet. Go follow Backlog Boys. Go listen to all their stuff. It's all great. And then, yeah, you can follow me, Winslow, on Twitter at WinslowWilkie. You can follow my art Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, at World of Winsy. You can follow my bookstagram, Winslow Banters, and my link tree has links for everything, including my Goodreads and my Letterbox.
Fuck. Sorry. My name's Colt. Follow me on Twitter at @DZero and on Blue Sky at ColtD99. Stuff seems happening to me. My insides are turning into goop. It's all becoming one organ or something. I think you guys are becoming different organs as well. I'm probably the right lung right now. We're becoming our god.
Oh my god.
Okay, there's only 4 of us.
Yeah, so. And our god doesn't need all of his organs.
This house is the god. Yep.
Sox and Bailey, I'm sorry. You're becoming Morgan.
Oh. Well, I've been Tanner. You should go visit violentpeople.co for all of your wrestling smart people words. That's what I'm going to say.
Also, the Violent People Podcasting Network is pretty good. I co-host Muscle Orchestra with my buddy Chris, who was also just on Goatee Gang 2011, came out this past Friday. Go listen to it, where we come up with our collective top 10 games of 2011. And let me tell you, number three will shock you. Actually, for real. But, yeah, thanks for listening for 7 years, and hopefully you're around for however long we're still here.
You'll find out when we're not around anymore. But yep. It's just Patrick. You can follow me wherever. You're on a social media of your choice at John Lawson's name. I'm on Twitter. I'm still calling it Twitter. Go fuck yourself. Instagram, Letterboxd, Threads, Blue Sky. I'm on all those. Just look, type in John Lawson's name, and I'll be right there waiting for you.
Thanks, everybody, for 7 years.
Oh, wait. Are we still doing that bit?
What?
The drinks.
Oh.
The only way we're going out is like Led Zeppelin, a plane crash into a mountain.
Yeah!
Woo!
I mean, we already get plugs and everything.
I mean, like, we can still...
Could be a post-credit scene.
Yeah, post-credit.
Post-credit.
Welcome to the post-credits of the podcast.
Oh, shit.
Shawarma.
Oh shit! I got a good eye. Oh my gosh! Did you guys hear about that dude that just submitted his he wanted to be on the podcast? Yeah, he's from he's a little senator from Massachusetts. What's his name?
Kennedy.
I love that's the Nolan reveal of a character. I love that. There was a fucking bit I had in my head for something so goddamn stupid that this reminded me of, and I fucking forgot it. I love the Nolan reveal, though.
Okay, if this is going to be a proper post-credit, we need to just like do the post-credit thing instead of Wenzel talking about...
This is just a show.
Yeah, Wenzel just was talking about a scene in the movie. That wasn't even post-credit. That just happened in the movie.
I know.
While you get the drinks, I can talk. Get your drinks.
Yeah, y'all talk.
And, Mr. President, I've got a new guest coming in. His name's Joe. I know it's the same name as you. And he is a famous podcaster known for his horse medicine eating.
Yes. What's his last name?
Dogan. Do y'all want both? Do we want both?
Done.
Fuck it, man.
Make the concoction again. Drink it again.
Let's come up with other Nolan reveals.
No!
Wenzel, do you have a preference between bourbon or rum?
I'll try anything once. Asked me if I had a preference.
I know, but I'm saying...
No, I'm telling the people. They had to ask me if I had a preference for bourbon or rum. I said, I'll try anything.
What does he say when he's beating on the fourth dimension in Interstellar? He's like, No!
That's all I remember, no.
Because he's like, no, insert daughter's name. No, don't.
Murphy.
No. Murphy! That's all the Nolans I know.
I'm just talking about character, you know, reveals or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, just come up with a bunch of different, like, guys, you know?
Yeah, his last name's Hitler.
Oh, my God!
That's another post-credit scene.
That is a post-credit. That's not a Nolan post-credit. That's not a Nolan reveal. But that is a post-credit scene for a movie. If anybody wants to guess what movie we're talking about, tell us.
Peppa Pig.
Yeah, it's Peppa Pig.
I want to get this for Wenzel.
What's,
They spit in yours.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to fucking say.
All right, Wenzel. This one's going to be yours.
Okay.
Then that's going to be yours.
All right.
And then this one is mine.
For the first... We thought it would be appropriate for the 7-year anniversary to take Cole Doesn't Drink for... the cool kids at the table. I'm kidding. To take a celebratory shot... Wenzel and I have Eagle Rare, which is a bourbon, and Patrick has a spiced rum, a Captain Morgan, if you will, and that is my automatic cat fever for the second week in a row.
I just find it funny that there's shot glasses with Disney characters on them.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm just thinking about all the kids doing shots.
I mean, like, that's what we had at the house. Because I brought Rama and shot glasses.
Where'd you get them?
Sorry. Well, like, I bought the Stitch one at Spencer's. The other is my partner had.
All right. Are y'all ready? Hey, Colt, put the mic here so you can get us clanking. All right. Cheers.
Cheers. 7 years of AYCH.
Woo! 7 more years of famine. Wenzel, it's hurt.
What the fuck? Granted, like, I had a bit where I was going to bring a very special bottle of tequila, but my partner said no. Oh. So,
which, fair.
Fair enough.
But, we just did shots anyway. So,
oh my god, is y'all okay?
I mean, like, I'm okay. But then, like, also, we'll get into it next week on the Banner episode. I thought my social drinking went down when I left the art house. I think it's only increased.
Oh, it has. I'll answer that for you. All right, thanks, everybody. See you next week.
See you next week. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.